I don't know which party my wife belongs to, but she belongs to my kitchen and my living room and the other room.
Hey, it's us again. And it's another episode of The Other Room, still on the Unhinged season. And like we say, this is where we give you the raw, saucy, sassy discussions, undiluted, on everything that is on-ish. Today, I am again joined by Chichi and Ursula. You're going to be seeing Chichi and I,
right?
You're going to be seeing Chichi and I like more often, but Ursula is chilling with us. She's been chilling with us in episode one. She chilled with us in episode two, and today she's back here chilling with us, and we love her company. Maybe we'll keep her.
Maybe.
You have to see my lawyer and accountant and plenty
people. We don't know how you feel, people. But you know, we love Ursula. She probably be coming around more. So maybe like we're going to start getting used to Ursula. But hey, I digress. Welcome to this episode. Today we are going to be talking about coochie love. I don't know why I sang that.
Why did you say that?
I was in the spirit.
Yeah. What spirit?
I
bind you.
Yeah. Holy water. But it's because I'm so in love with my coochie. I couldn't just say it. I had to sing it. Mm. So yeah, today.
And where the unhinged was.
So today we're talking about coochie love. How do you love your coochie? How should you love your coochie? In what ways do you show love to your coochie? Do you have any rituals? Do you have any ideas? Do share them with us, because we're happy to get into it. But before we hear from you, I just, you know, like I say, let your hair down. Today, like, mine is a ponytail. Like, I'm whipping my hair back and forth. I don't know what you're doing with yours, but, you know, let it down. Relax. Grab a coffee. Grab some tea, wine, cocktail, water. And like Chichi and Ursula say, if you're a vegetarian,
vegetables,
grab your veggies,
lemongrass, salad,
right? Just relax, get in the mood, you know, and go through this with us. And do this with us today. Again, we so appreciate you joining us every time, and we're happy to be with you here today. If you want to get interactive with us, and please, we want you to want to get interactive with us. So do go to our Instagram at GCRTOR. The page is just The Other Room. Do join us, get interactive. Like I said, we're talking about coochie love. Chichi, how much do you love your coochie?
Is there love for
can you quantify it?
I don't want to give you a scale.
You can
like
score
if
yourself.
Anybody asks you, you can choose to make a numerical or narrative or however you want. Qualitative or quantitative.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 155.
Period.
You broke the scale, girl.
Well, technically, I will break the scale.
Mm-hmm. I will not even.
You can't.
Speechless.
Wow, you're singing a lot today. Why are you singing a lot today?
I'm with you, Chichi.
I have lost for words.
Lost for words. But you know, that goes to show how much, how deep, how wide. You know that Sunday school song, deep and wide, deep.
That's the wrong song to be singing in this conversation.
How deep is your love? Bee Gees. No, is it Bee Gees?
Yeah, Bee Gees.
Yeah, like,
okay, let's go with how deep is your love.
Why are you singing?
Stop singing. Stop singing.
Ursula. See, after what Chichi has said, I don't know what to say, because like she's broken the scale. Now there's no, I don't know what to say. So I'll just say I love and adore and worship and everything positive my coochie.
What she said and what she said.
Plus, what are you going to say?
What you said together.
Adios.
Oh well, me. I like my vagina now. Hey. See. Like to the point where I give a little haircut and things, like I take haircuts and things, like I mean it's mine. So
the
like,
vagina spa day. Amazing.
Listen, like I don't shave, but when I shave, I'm like, we are doing this right.
It's like, a ritual.
I don't
it's
shave.
A whole
I do the hair removal thing. And then when you finish, your skin feels like it's so soft.
What's the hair removal cream?
I'll show you.
Ah, that.
No, just on top. Just on top. Yeah, no,
please.
No.
Don't deep dive.
No, please. Those things burn.
Please don't put hair removal cream inside your legs. No, please. We beg you.
Just
on the top. On
just
the
that
top.
Just that on yeah. the top.
Just that on the
top. Whilst we are on this, let's talk about body hair, right? Like coochie hair. Let's start from. That's actually a good place to start.
This.
I know. And listen, we are feminists. Obviously. And this is a feminist discussion. No hair shaming. Let me just put that out there.
Yeah.
Because every time, you know, the conversation of coochie hair comes up, people come in already antagonized because our society shames women's body hair so much. Women who like to keep their hair, like, they usually approach this conversation already triggered. So, you know, true. I just wanted to put that out there. No body hair shaming here. Like I one way of loving my coochie for me, I don't like the hair. It's not because I hate the hair. It's because I'm a clean freak. So when the hair is there, I feel like it's trapping things it's not supposed to trap. And when I go pee, I wipe. When I go pee, I wipe. But I still don't feel like I've wiped enough.
Because of the hair.
Yes. So like my brain is going overdrive. And so I would always want to get rid of it. And shaving, I know when some women shave, they get bumps and all of that.
Too,
luckily for me, I don't. But you know, I even switched just because this is how much I dislike the hair. I switched from shaving, then I went to waxing. And I realized that waxing irritated me.
I can't wax, it irritates
me. So I switched to, and listen, I'm not rich.
What did you say?
I'm not rich. But listen, I didn't like the hair so much. I switched to laser. And I said, I'm not rich because laser is expensive. Like there's a place called JNEC. They're the ones I started with.
Yeah,
and no, it's expensive. Like I went there for my first session and then it was 200 US. I didn't pay with my money, let me just put that out there.
Uh-huh.
But like I went and 200 US, and I knew it was 200 US when I was going, right? So I just told somebody, listen, I'm not going to pay this with my money. So like I need money to go laser my coochie. Right? And I got the money and I went and did, and I loved it because the hair takes longer to grow. And when it grows, it's really thin. Like it takes, after 3 weeks is when the hair starts showing. And even after that, it takes a longer time for it to be like visible to the eye. So I loved it. And then I found a place that was a bit cheaper.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I found a place that was a bit cheaper and I moved there. And listen, like when you, like before I go to the appointment, you know, you have to take a shower. You're not going to go show somebody your stinking pussy, right? Coochie. So I would like shower nicely and go. And then after that, like come home and shower again and put shea butter. It's like,
okay, so you're like the opposite of me. I like a little hair.
I have a lot of hair.
No, listen. I like to play with the hair. Like sometimes, yeah, when I'm having like maybe a bad day, I'm just laying in bed. I'm not masturbating. But like I just play with the hair.
Play with the hair. It's like, so you know, the texture of hair there is different
from the texture of hair in your hair.
It's very fun.
It's very fascinating. Yeah. It's fascinating. That's the word. Okay, so the thing about the clean thing, I have this thing. I grew up in a home where we wash.
Mm.
There's always a bidet. Ooh. We wash. So I'm used to washing. So even like I would use wipes. Like if I go and use a public bathroom, I would wipe, then I would wet the tissue a bit and then wipe and then clean.
Oh.
Because if water doesn't touch there's always like wipes. Wet wipes.
Yeah.
That help. Yeah, and then I'm always washing.
So I know that every time you come to my house, you use the wet wipes in my bathroom.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. Thank you for confirming.
Oh, my God. Bro, I do.
I know, right?
So for me, okay, so first of all, I wrote all this body hair stuff. Mm-hmm. I wrote about it. I have an article. Where read it.
Oh, where can they find it?
Adventuresfrom.com, and it's called Get Out of My Hair.
I have a thing. Finish.
So I like hair. I find hair madly attractive. Listen, hair. And for me, my hair grows really slowly. I can go for
lucky
like
you.
5 years without shaving. You think as a man, I'm not exaggerating.
Really?
Girl, how does it feel like 4 days? You're God's favorite?
Legit. Like, 4 days max.
Like, I didn't shave my the entirety of high school, the first 2 years of uni. I'm not exaggerating. And the hair was like someone's really gross. My hair doesn't grow. So, like, I don't have that issue of. And then shaving imitates my skin, actually. Like, true. I get bumps and then I get so itchy.
Girl, day after shaving.
That week.
Like, when I'm done washing everything, I'm like, yeah. Girl, why? So, like, if I shave for you, you should understand the sacrifice I have made.
Ish.
Like you can.
Don't come and play.
If I shave for you and you don't come and perform.
Okay, so first of all, I have a thing. I don't shave for anybody. Mm. If you, when you,
no.
Me, my own is. When you come, what you see, you eat. This is a table before you. It's a buffet. Enjoy it. If you don't like the hair, adios, sayonara.
There's a thing heterosexual men say. Mm-hmm. That it's the boys who don't like hair. The men like hair.
First of all, heterosexual.
But we don't care. Because what men like is none of our business.
Can I please say something? Heterosexual men should stop bringing children into their sexual innuendos.
This is what?
A boy is a child. Mm. So there are some men that like hair and there are some men that don't. Stop bringing your pedophilic thing into women's sexual aspects.
I think this is an article. Thank you. Why read my article?
Please go to adventuresfrom.com.
Adventuresfrom.com.
Okay.
And search for and get out of my hair.
Get out of my hair. Please read it on bodily hair. We are going to jump from that. Yeah. Like it's nice that we started with the hair because we needed to break that ice. Let's get into the other details. I mean, since we're already on hair, we can stay on the hygiene bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are different. Oh, let's actually just get into the different ways of loving your coochie. And I feel I feel strongly that vaginal health is one of them.
It's hygiene, the most important
hygiene, yeah. Exactly. So since we've already started with the hair, let's stay there for a bit. What goes into vaginal hygiene as a way of loving your coochie?
I was thinking.
See, these two are chaotic.
Okay, you can go. Okay, so vaginal hygiene.
Mm.
So I'll just use my personal experience. So for me, already I don't shave. So like that's out of the way. But then I learned early in life that your vagina is a very delicate environment. Mm. That needs specific conditions.
True.
And so you do not try to force it out of those conditions. One of those things being stop putting things in your vagina.
Oh, Mike, that's what I was going to say.
You go and buy what wash, that douche, this. You are actually hurting yourself because you are taking away the natural bacteria. Like you are making the environment uncomfortable for them. So they will die and then all the chakatins will happen. Stop putting things in your vagina to clean it. Your vagina is a self-cleansing organ.
Yeah.
There are only two things in the body that clean themselves, the eye and the vagina.
True.
Yeah.
So like a self-cleanse, all you need to do is just
water.
Just yeah. That's all. Stop buying douches and mild washes.
Oh my god! Even that one is not even as bad, man. There are people who put. I have seen in a group full of thousands of women. Clothes.
Oh.
That shit burns. Clothes. Garlic. Onions.
Let me say something about the garlic thing. So when I was much younger, right.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that if you get
candidiasis,
you can put garlic. And I did it. And if I tell you the number of days my vagina smelled like garlic and how uncomfortable it made me, I'm like...
I'm sad for you.
It's like putting garlic in a wet room.
We live and learn.
It's a dangerous environment.
It will stink.
It will stink.
Are you trying to grow? Like, maybe you people want to guard it.
Spices.
People literally be cooking soup. Light soup. Light soup. Very healthy light soup, I might add, because the winter and the pepper and all of this.
See, on TikTok, I came across this lady that was selling things she could put in your vagina.
Yoni pearls.
Oh, God.
And, yoni pearls, at least they're like one thing.
Mm-hmm.
This woman had like a couple of ingredients mixed. And you have to combine this and put this. So, like, Why? Your vagina's pH
closed in pain. Even though it's not my pussy, that's
your vagina's pH is between, is it 38.5 to 4.5? That's how it should be for you to have a healthy vagina. When you put these concoctions, your peppers and your garlics and your cloves and what anything that you're putting in your vagina to make it tighter, to make it taste. Your vagina is not strawberry. Your vagina is not mangoes. It's not supposed to smell like roses. Your vagina is not a garden.
It's supposed to have a mask.
Do not keep these things you put in, even the douche or douching thing and the vagina wash thing, they are going to disrupt your pH balance. And like Ursula said, they kill the good bacteria that is supposed to protect you from infection. So what you do is that you open yourself up for infections. So any bacteria that, anything that comes in, it goes crazy. And then now you have to go to the hospital to pay to get antibiotics to treat yourself for something that you have caused yourself.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about tightening your vagina. So I learned a thing. People would swear that they used a thing and it got tighter. It didn't get tighter, it got drier. So here's what those things do to you. So you see, like, they suck out the moisture from your vagina. So because it's less moist, it feels
tight.
It really isn't tight. It's just like, in about 2-3 years, you can't have sex, girl. You'll be like, you have vaginismus.
Yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of times, it's even swelling in the inner walls.
Yeah.
Especially when you put in those clothes and it's swelling, so then it's because it's a membrane. It's like some
your vagina is a muzzle. Your vagina is a muzzle. It contracts, it expands and squeezes. Like if you want a tight vagina, do Kegels. It's the exercise of the vaginal walls.
It's also very simple. You see when you stop the pee from coming. That's the muscle action you make for the pee to stop coming. That's the thing. Keep doing it. And you know why it's fun? You can do it anywhere.
Like, I'm doing it right now.
No one will know. Like,
no one will know because it's just a movement of the vagina muscles. And women keep doing these because we have men who don't own vaginas telling women that if you sleep with a lot of women, your vagina becomes loose. If you have kids, your vagina becomes loose.
I'm like, people, your vagina? How did you know?
People, your vagina is a muscle.
It's elastic.
It
goes and it comes back.
When something needs to go in, it opens for that thing to go in. When something needs to come out, it opens for that thing to come out. Your vagina doesn't become loose because you slept with a lot of men. If that were the case, why are the men's penises not shrinking because they've slept with a lot of women?
Can I speak to that? So, patriarchy, misogyny, we have, and purity culture, we have this narrative that a woman who is pure has to be tight. That narrative stemmed from pedophilia and rape.
True.
Because this is for women, like when you are aroused, right, you're lubricated. And once you're lubricated, it makes penetration easier. It's not because your vagina is loose, it's because it's openly receiving the penis. Because you are aroused. But the thing is that a lot of men do not know how to arouse women. A lot of men understand sex with women as something they take. So they do it by force. A lot of women give sex to men, even if they don't want to have sex themselves, because they feel like that is their duty, especially in marriages. So you go like, oh, she's tired. No, it's either she's too young for you, or she's not a willing participant in what you're doing. Even if she says yes, she's not a participant psychologically.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So that is why some men tend to... And also, you see the way like men have different sizes of penises? Women have different widths, lengths, different depths of vaginas. So maybe, just maybe, his penis is too small for you. Or it's too big for you. So you're not tight, he's just not your right fit. So please, don't kill yourself to please these people who can't even please you.
Oh. And it's usually the length of it, right? Some women have shorter vaginas, some women have longer. So you are doing doggy with Akosia and your penis is long and Akosia enjoyed it. You are doing with Ama and Ama is like, oh, it's painful. You're like,
I'm
like,
waiting.
Yes, right. You can't take it. You're not strong enough. Please, I don't need you in my intestines.
I honestly don't know what they teach in schools. And this is why I feel like comprehensive sex education.
We don't do sex education in
needs
schools.
Needs to be, it's very important.
We do, but we do it. So I have some education as a kid when I was in primary school. I will not lie. And here's what the education did to all of us girls. First of all, they used to separate us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that makes sense, but like they separated us. And then they taught us these things. And as an older person, I realized that everything they taught me in that sexuality class was meant to make me scared of sex.
Well, that's it. That's a sex education.
To keep you pure.
They taught me, listen, but then they began to scare us. And then you get pregnant and they have to cut you up.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the first class, all of us were like, I ain't having kids.
Yeah.
And my life, we were all bro, what is this? Mm. So they do give us the education, but it's gaslighting.
True.
It's purity culture.
Yeah. Okay, so we are still on vaginal health. We've talked about the concoctions. Can we talk about cleaning?
Water.
Because there is...
With water.
Don't put soap inside.
Don't. Hey,
So here's what. As a chubby girl, right? I have folds, right? So the outer part, not... You don't go down, right? You soap.
In between the labia.
My labia. The only thing that goes between my labia is a tongue, a finger, a penis, and water.
Not always.
on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh my god.
So you have to wash your creases because you sweat, right?
Yeah.
And even it's not just chubby girls, skinny girls. So you when you bathe,
all of us,
you wash yourself, but just make sure it doesn't enter inside. Like I spoke about the hair removal, it doesn't go beneath. It's not,
no.
And I don't even wash it down for fear that it might do. Yeah. I wipe it.
Yeah.
I wipe it with a wet wipe, and when it's done, I use my water and I do my washing.
Yeah.
You don't need to use deodorants if you're sweaty. Take lime. Don't rub the lime inside your vagina. Rub it between your thighs. Maybe your ass crack.
No, that's important. Yeah. That's very important. Like, if you're very sweaty, focus on
that. Yeah, I'm talking for like the bigger girls because we have more folds, so we have to unfold. You know, like when you're bathing, it's like
spread.
Yeah, you spread. You know, push it meaty.
Get in there.
The meat is beautiful, so you have to keep it properly. I mean,
but actually, you wanted to say something.
No,
that's why you are keeping to yourself.
No, the way she said before Chichi, spread, it gave me a particular imagery. I was like, you know what? Be quiet.
So okay, so like I was saying
let's
before,
table
I was
spreading for another episode. So now,
so you clean. So you can
don't
clean.
Let her get to you.
Oh no, she's not getting to me.
Oh, you're not done with the cleaning?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Done.
Okay. I thought she was no. causing that.
No, she wasn't. So you clean, you have ways to clean, but in everything you do, make sure you protect that because it's very expensive to deal with that.
Mm.
Ever heard of blue cheese? Google it. It will traumatize you.
No. Don't Google it. Do not.
Like, so because it's a very delicate organ. Do you understand? So just, you can clean, you can wash, you could do the soap when you're bathing, but just make sure it doesn't go between your labia. It does, all you need for that part
are
is
we
water.
Talking about the labia majora or minora?
The labia labias.
The majora. And nothing goes between the
crack.
The majora. That's the first one, right?
Okay.
The majora, yes.
Yeah, the big one.
The big one. Yeah, the really big one.
In case you need to be scared into doing the right thing, I have read that putting something in your coochie causes coochie cancer.
It does.
You know, our cancer is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think that we are lying to you and that you don't want to, fine. But think of the cancer and don't do it.
And also, when you're washing, sorry, I have to say this because I used to make this mistake when I was younger and then I learned. you don't have to put your hand, because like your fingernails,
that's what I was going to
carry
say.
Dirt. A lot. Even if you wash, still, you don't need to put your hand inside and then just.
It's self-cleaning.
All you need to do is to wait for it to come out. And then you wash it and fresh. And then moisturize, please. Don't have ashy. Moisturize the top, not the inside. Again, anything we say about applying stuff is limited to above the labia.
Mm. When you cross your feet, the part that is above that.
Yeah, and just no open, just do this.
Not yeah. I was just going to add that wash your clitoris.
Very important.
Mm. A lot of women forget that. That, you know, like in between,
it's a hood. The, so like
it's a hood. Wash.
No, not everybody has a hood.
I mean, if you do have,
if you do have a hood, not everybody.
If you do have the hood, wash your clitoral hood. A lot of moisture gets trapped in there, and it can stink. Yeah. So when you take a shower, make sure you are washing it. What I will add to vaginal hygiene is your diet.
That's very true.
Yeah.
All the concoctions you are putting inside your vagina to make it taste and smell nice, you could achieve that with food, with a good diet.
Fruit.
Vegetables. If you want your vagina to taste fruity, eat fruits.
Cranberries,
drink
pineapple.
Cranberry juice.
No. Actually, the fresh cranberries work better than the juice. The juice is sugar. You get ShopRite, they sell some.
They sell the dry ones. And they're expensive. The real fruits are more expensive than the juice.
The sad thing is that keeping your body at the optimal level of health is
expensive. Yeah.
It's expensive. But I mean, there are fruits like pineapples that are not expensive.
True.
Cranberry, there are some of the juices that don't have sugar and preservatives.
They
and
all
stuff.
Have preservatives.
No, there is one, and I'm not going to market for anybody, but I found one that, you know, it doesn't have white. Yeah, they have the sugar bit. They have the one that has sugar and one that doesn't have sugar. That's the one I usually get. So, all of the things that you want to achieve with your vagina, like if you want the tightness, do Kegel. If you want a nice taste, eat a lot of some of these fruits. Just generally having a good diet also improves your vagina health. Because everything you eat affects your body in one way or the other. And when you're eating healthy, you are promoting good vagina health.
And also one more thing, your sex toys, make sure they are almost
clean. Them.
Yes, oh my God.
They're clean and they're silicone.
People, look at me. Wash your sex toys. People don't wash their sex toys. And it's bad because remember we said like you're putting it in like the bacteria and stuff there.
Yeah.
You take it out and you leave it with all the stickiness, all the everything and then use it again.
Wash it dry.
See, and here's the thing, not every sex toy can be like dipped in water.
Yeah,
right?
So before
you start washing, like we said, don't just buy the toy because you want to come. Think about, because for some toys, you can just like use like rubbing alcohol. For some toys, you do a little warm bath, then you rinse. Like, so research your toy. Don't just buy the toy, come and go. Come, clean, store, then come again. That way it lasts longer, you keep yourself healthier, and if you are someone who shares sex with your partners, it's very important to watch, because you might think that, oh, we are all same and everything, but you are
transferring.
You are transferring demons and things between the two of you.
And oh, let me say this, and I know this from experience. There are men who own sex toys that they use on the different women with.
Oh, ew. So,
let me say this.
Listen, if you go to a man's house and he has a sex toy that he wants to use with you, let him go clean it.
No,
and even that is not safe.
Clean it yourself.
Yeah, clean it with soap and water.
Rub alcohol.
Make sure it's clean. It doesn't matter.
Carry your bag with your sex toy.
It doesn't matter if it's an anal thing, if it's a vaginal thing, if it's a clit thing.
If it's a body surface thing, whatever.
Whatever the sex toy has to go, please make sure that it is clean. before you allow him to let use me, it, or if you are going to use it yourself before you use it on yourself. I just wanted to like clarify that.
Let me insert Don't, this short interjection because of the thing we said about the sex toys. The queer people who have a single strap and don't wash the strap and you roaming the Accra streets, sharing diseases, poisons and germs and demons, God is watching me. So no, I have a simple solution to this problem. People who receive straps, buy your own strap. Even if you have 10,000 boyfriends, it goes into only you. Think about it that way. Yeah. Don't think about it because people think about it like I am the, this is not politically correct, but like that's where we are. Receiver, so the giver should take care of all the sex toys.
No,
it's your fucking health.
True.
Like, what if they tell you, why was she in their line? You're in there. So to avoid you've gotten some weird name that would be something you don't have, go and buy your own strap on. Have your own backpack. I know they say backpacks are for studs, but get your own backpack. When you are going
or your purse.
Or your whatever.
Your tote.
Whatever so it's okay.
It's a queer thing, the backpack.
Yeah.
So that when you go to Ame's house or Akosia's house or Ifue's house or whoever's house, they won't give you yes problems.
True.
Me, I've told you.
Thank you. So we've spent so much time on vaginal health, but it's really important. And let's wrap up on that particular one with this. Getting tested for STIs.
Oh God. Very important. Shake the table.
Listen.
Break it.
If you are sexually active, you need to get tested as often as... Don't wait. So you feel an itch.
Like it's itchy.
Or see some unfamiliar, creamy thing. And you're like...
smell.
And you start running to your... No. If you're see, it doesn't matter if you are monogamous. People think that it's only people with multiple partners who have to check frequently. No. You don't know what your partner is doing, but even if your partner is loyal, isn't sleeping with anyone else, it's still important for you to check every now and then. Something like HIV isn't only gotten through sex. You can get it through other means, like a cut. Yeah. You could get it. Kissing can give you other infections that you know. Penetration can also give you. So make sure you check, like at least once every 4 months. Or six. I mean, testing 2 times a year is fine. If that's too little for you, at least, you know, 3 times a year, 4 times, as often as... Multiple testing doesn't kill anything. It doesn't destroy anything. Please, you know, see STI testing as part of your sexual health routine.
Yeah.
Do it. Get tested often. If you catch something, you're able to treat it earlier. For us as women,
we don't know. Partner that you caught something. Exactly. Because they have to treat it too. People think that if I have an STI, it means I'm a bad person and I can't tell them. You are telling them because it means they could have caught it. So they treat themselves. Yeah. And then
so that they don't give it back to you.
Exactly.
Because if you don't treat it and they come back, you get it again.
Yeah.
So once you find out you have something, it's not shameful. You call Kojo, Amaya, all of them, Charlie, they say again, go no, and they treat them, treat your own. Period.
Exactly. Like, yeah. So you don't end up reinfecting yourself. There's also another thing that we don't consider part of our sexual health, and that is condom use. Vaginal health. Listen.
You've made me think of a thing. Oh my God.
Anything that goes into your vagina, like I said, your vagina is sensitive. And when I talk about vagina, I don't mean the surface. That is not vagina. That is vulva. The inside. The hole.
Oh my God.
Before your cervix. That is your vagina. The hole is the vagina. It's sensitive. It needs to keep its natural balance, a pH balance. Anything that goes in there can very easily disrupt that balance. Even like a man going down on you, the pH balance of his his saliva, that can disrupt your pH. That's why sometimes somebody goes down on you and you have an infection later, because whatever it was that was in their saliva did something. Yes,
sometimes washing their hands first.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine if someone going down on you can cause an infection. Imagine what a penis going deep in there can do to you. Condom use, if you don't know the STI status of someone, having unprotected sex is risky. I'm not saying don't do, I mean, if you want to do it, but just know it's risky.
True.
And you need to, you know, get, especially if you are not in a committed relationship with someone, you don't know for sure that the two of you are being monogamous.
True.
Always, always, be more afraid of STIs than you are of pregnancy.
Girl.
I just wanted to put that out there. Chichi, did you want to add
something? We put it, also, a lot, there are a lot of women who are allergic to certain type of condom material.
That's what came to mind.
So you really need to know your body and know the type of, if it's latex condoms, you know, even the lubricant on the condoms, even lubes that you use, are they oil based? Are they water based? There's some people who can only use coconut oil as lube, which is actually pretty good for some reason.
It's natural oil.
Yeah, it's natural oil. It's an antioxidant. It's
yeah, it is, yeah.
So, like, also know your body and know the type of condoms, because as much as you need to use a condom, there are some condoms that might also affect your vaginal health. Mm. So,
yeah.
Again, know your body.
That's the thing I thought of. You don't, like... So, most condoms are latex, yes. What do you have a latex allergy? There are lambskin condoms. There are... something else. A friend gave me something. I was like, ooh, that's a difference, a whole different material. Mm. It's like, okay. Even for lubricants, people say, like, use water-based because it's good, yes. But sometimes it might not work for you because water-based lubricants dries out fast.
Exactly.
That's one problem. Yeah. Silicone lube does not dry out. Girl.
Never use silicone lube. Never need a lube. Sorry. I think my intrusive thoughts come up. Continue.
Work on your inside borders.
Outside.
That's all I have to say. So, like, back to what we said in that other episode, you have to know yourself and know your body. And then when you know yourself, because, like, if you're masturbating, you're like, this one doesn't work, this lube works.
Yeah.
So that you know what is going into you at all times, and you know that this thing is good for me. Don't wait till it has already reached explosion levels.
Mm.
And then you're now like, doctor, help me. Doctor can't help you.
Yeah.
Starts with you.
Yeah. Let's talk about semen allergies. It's so interesting. I mean, I wasn't shocked when I found out. And again, I had to find out through experience that there's a thing like semen allergy. And how I found out was the weirdest thing. So I was dating someone, and this was weird because in the beginning, for a long time in the relationship, we could have unprotected sex and it was fine. But then I realized later on that I would get an infection every time we had unprotected sex.
Okay.
So my first thought was, okay, this person is probably sleeping around, right? But then I would go get tested and there will be no infection. But my vaginal discharge would stink. Like, if I say stink, like, smell bad. But tests will come out clean. What is happening? So it took a while for me to eventually learn that it's a thing. It's a form of semen allergy. That when you have sex, you know, some types of semen, depending on the man, I guess. I still don't know.
What exactly is the cause?
Yes. So it's like, okay, so your vagina is allergic to this person's semen. I don't know if it's the pH balance of the semen, what they eat.
The proteins. So I this is the first time I'm hearing of the discharge bit. Mm-hmm. I know that there are some women who, when they have sex with some type, I mean, in general, there's certain proteins in the semen that they are allergic to. So they have, like, if it comes on your leg, you would have, like, you know,
a rash
or hives, or sometimes around the vulva. Do you understand?
This is the first time
I've heard about the internal one. But I know it's proteins in the semen that your body's allergic to.
Mine was it stunk so much. Then I realized, okay, no, I was traumatized. So and I'm a clean freak, so, like, you can imagine how that bothered me so much. So I told this person, so long as we are still together, we are not having sex without a condom. And I stuck with it. And then, the relationship was over. I was, you know, and then I met someone else And the same thing happened. I mean, I had been with someone else before this other person. So I had already realized that, okay, it was this person's semen. And then I started seeing another person. And then it happened again with this person. Wow. And I'm like, listen, your penis makes me sick. And it's not going to, you know, it's not working. It's like, oh, no, it will not work. Because why is your semen making my vagina stink? What are we doing? So I said, no, we're done.
Okay. You know what? I feel like we need to have a session where we talk about this, where we bring in an actual health worker.
We should.
Because it's something that I feel like we need to explore. Because this is the first time I'm hearing like this type.
It's a thing.
When she said she began talking about the whole thing, I only had one thought, and I was like, Ursula, work on your inside voice by reading. She was like, so I was like,
no, but listen, I'm taking no notes. I've had sex after that and before that. I've had sex with men without protection, and it's been amazing.
I'm just saying,
I may or may not explore the other side, but for now, I'm on this very unfortunate side. So, you know, it works, but you know
what she says is weird, because if it was a choice, do you think she would be straight?
I know, like, you know, I keep saying that if it was a choice, many straight women would not be straight.
No, why would I want to date my natural predator?
Like,
men are basically the natural predators of women. Why would I want to date my natural predator if I had the
choice? Anyway, the serious allergy thing.
But let me wrap up on that before you come in. So what I realized then, and I think it ties into what you're doing, because we're having a conversation about it earlier. Imagine you are in this situation with someone that you want to be with long term and have kids with. How do you do that?
I was telling you earlier, the fact that this person was trying to get pregnant with their husband and it wasn't happening. They go to like hospitals and everything. You're like, he has a good sperm count. You're like, nothing should be wrong. But then you're like, it's not happening. So they try to do a like test tube, and then they realize that her egg actively repels his sperm.
I think that's a semen allergy.
I don't know what, like, that.
So I think it's because I don't know how to pronounce it. Don't laugh at me. I don't know if it's a Reeves factor or Reeves factor.
Oh, I know.
So when I'm because I'm O positive, right? Mm. Maybe someone's O neg. It's seen as if it will repel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes
wouldn't you be reading about it more often if that is the problem?
But it's the same thing with everything sexual reproductive health.
Yeah,
we don't talk about it. Imagine there are a lot of women, and the last time I was talking to some friends about how waiting to get married before you have sex is dangerous. It's so problematic, because if you go in and if you realize, like me, that your husband's semen makes your coochie stink,
he'll come on his socks.
And I read into it and realized that there is actually no cure.
No, it's not.
Like, you can't cure it, right? Because it's not like a disease per se.
It's just a reaction.
It's like somebody being allergic to latex.
You know what she said about the natural predator thing? So this actually is a thing. Some species are evolving to curb harassment, like animal species. So what if this is nature's way of telling us that we are helping you to avoid the men? Small.
The evolution is starting.
And it's starting with you.
I'll share with you. Yeah. Screenshots. Yeah. I have about like 4 species that like have evolved to you know how men are aggressive and stuff. So if the women are not in the mood, it will not happen.
Their
vagina comes out like a dick. So like how it imprints in a dick.
That's an interesting one.
So like I'm like, it could be evolution is helping us.
I've interpreted it to mean my coochie rejecting those men. So my coochie is like, nope.
Your body is filtering all the nonsense for you.
Exactly. So, you know, but semen allergy is a thing.
Retinal.
And, you know, make sure you look into that. Whoever you are with, make sure you are checking that. And that is a way of loving your coochie, knowing what your coochie loves to receive and repels, and avoid the things that repels your coochie. See, I feel like I'm talking too much, but I want us to wrap up with loving your coochie also meaning being careful of the kind of people. If you are queer, the kind of women, if you're a queer woman who dates women, being careful the kind of women you let into your coochie. If you are a heterosexual woman, being careful the kind of men you let into. That is a way of loving your coochie. Because she,
girl, you haven't said anything that's a lie. Let's be very honest. I think that with the evolution of, I mean, feminism, the evolution of women's thinking, right? Yeah. We've come to understand that sex is for us. We've come to understand that we have autonomy. A lot of women have come to understand that they have choice.
Yeah.
So a lot of women are learning that they have to filter through the people they allow into them. And it's not just have sex because a man wants to have sex or because you're horny. No.
Yeah.
So that's why I was sighing, because this is a problem.
Yeah, it is. And listen, and it's not about that, oh yeah, they'll bring some spiritual thing. They'll bring
it's just energy.
And it affects your, like, they, no, it's not spiritual. It's purely, for me, it's purely who the person is at their core, their belief system, how they treat you. Like, why are you allowing a man who disrespects you put his penis inside your vagina?
Why are you letting him nut inside you?
Why?
That is very
Why are you letting a misogynistic man put his penis inside
the vagina?
Or even touch you? Like, why would you allow him access to your...
I'm sorry, before we even veer into, because then there's nuance to this conversation, because then it could also veer into victim blaming.
This doesn't include
the people who were hoodwinked.
Yeah.
Because we know, like, a lot of people misrepresent themselves, and then after the fact you get to know who. True. So this doesn't even include them, but like in situations where you can visibly baby, why?
They want God to come down and tell them that, my dear, look at me, let me tell you something. You see that boy, stop. They want that before they stop.
Honestly, and I always say this, right? Actively entertaining someone who disrespects you, someone who doesn't treat you right, someone who doesn't value you, it's a form of self-hate.
True.
You have to hate yourself to allow somebody who doesn't value you to have access to you, especially access to your body. If you're allowing a misogynistic man, a known, somebody you know is misogynistic, a man who disrespects you, a man who can't even be bothered to, like, treat you right.
True.
If you allow a man like that into your vagina, you're not loving your coochie.
You're not loving yourself.
You're not loving yourself. You're not loving. See, and a lot of women see, oh my God. A lot of women see their coochies as something separate from themselves.
It is you.
It's you. Like, they would allow a certain man, they wouldn't want anything. I mean, and listen, casual sex is a thing.
It's fine.
It's absolutely okay. If you don't have to have an attachment to a penis to have sex with it. If casual sex is your thing, my darling, do it. Semen allergies are why I think it's problematic for people to want to wait till after marriage to have sex. Because what if you're allergic to his semen? How do you have sex? I mean, you can have sex, but how do you have kids, right? I mean, if you are a couple that wants to have kids, but beyond, you know, a lot of people get married and they want to have kids, right? Those of us who are not crazy about it, we're in the minority. A lot of women would want to have kids, their husbands too. And we don't like the traditional ways of, we don't like the alternative to traditional ways of it. So that becomes a problem. And you can't have unprotected sex because your coochie is going to stink. Or you may have other reactions. So like, that aside, did I say outside? That aside, let's talk about loving your coochie also meaning not sleeping with certain people.
True.
I put it this way. Your body is a temple. That's what comes into it. Like, it's, that's the only thing you have, like I said. Everything is what you have. So, like, in a temple, like, in a Latter-day Saints temple, because anyone is going to a church. Latter-day Saints temple, just can't do it. You have to have the things. So, see it in the same way.
But I have a problem with that your body's a temple analogy because it's used to gaslight
a
lot of women with purity culture. Culture.
I don't mean it in that.
Your body is yours.
Your body is your temple. Don't put it like that.
No, this is how I usually put it. Like,
the thing is my meaning is not that meaning, but I get what you mean.
Yeah.
But this is how I usually put it. Like, some of us women treat our bodies like it's an extension of ourselves. Like, there's a man we don't like, but we're happy to sleep with because he's only dealing with my coochie, right? He's not dealing with me. This man disrespects me, but I'm horny, so I have sex with him. The dick is good. I'm dickmatized.
Dickmatized.
He's horrible, but I'm dickmatized. Like, you are treating your coochie like it's an extension of yourself. It is not. It's part of your being. Like, any man you wouldn't want to let into you in any other way, I mean, this is very different from sleeping with men you wouldn't date, but would do for the orgasm. That's different. But if you know a man, like a misogynistic man, a man that you know is misogynistic, why are you letting a misogynistic man have access to your body?
Okay, so...
Like, they don't respect you.
Again, can I just say this? Conversation, very nuanced.
Yeah, this that's not, I said a man you know.
No, that's not what I'm about to talk about. You know, it can be misconstrued as victim blaming because this doesn't include women who are hoodwinked and bamboozled into relationship because, you know, like, people lie, people misrepresent themselves, right? But when it is in your face, feely, and you are seeing the thing, and then you say no because the bulge looks big, you're doing yourself a disservice. Be kind. Be kind to yourself.
Exactly. That's a disrespectful. Don't say disrespectful. Wow, let me calm down.
Relax, breathe.
That is disrespectful. Not only to your coochie, but, you know, to yourself, because your coochie is part of you, your being, your entire being. And you shouldn't do that. And I was saying earlier that allowing somebody into your space who disrespects you is a form of self-hate.
True.
Like, you have to hate yourself to allow somebody who disrespects you into you. Like, you know, somebody disrespectful. Somebody disrespecting you, you know, it's a kind of like hatred towards you. And you shouldn't allow a person like that. See, we're running out of time, but we just wanted to wrap up on that.
Yeah.
Loving your coochie also mean not letting disrespectful people, there's nothing spiritual about this. I know people talk about, they will bring a spiritual thing. No, there's nothing spiritual about this. I'm talking purely about people who disrespect you, people who don't treat you right. If you are queer, it includes women who are toxic to you, women who don't love you how you want to be loved, if that's important to you, you know, don't allow a disrespectful person come and strap you. You have no business letting that happen, right? That's what we're talking about. You know, love your coochie. Don't see your coochie as an extension. You know, it's part of your being. Anything you wouldn't let be in your space, do not let it into your coochie. Wrapping up, Chichi, your last words.
I mean, all I have to say is be kind to yourself, and it doesn't matter whatever you've done. I mean, people make what is happening to us today? What's happening to us today?
I've transferred the boss back to you.
Whoa, chill. Center. Yes. People make mistakes. People make mistakes, people learn, people grow. Once you know better, you do better. The most important thing is be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Prioritizing your pleasure, taking care of your vagina, taking care of your body, doesn't mean that you should be I mean, promiscuity, I don't like to use it, doesn't mean you should be reckless.
Yeah.
You get this. Be as safe as you can be, but also enjoy yourself. It's not mutually exclusive. You can have fun whilst taking care of yourself. And be kind to yourself. Be kind to your vagina. Be kind to your mind. Be kind to your space. That's all I have to say.
I feel like she said it.
Say your own.
People, we don't have time.
Last words. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to your space. Be kind to your vibe.
Copy and paste.
No. I'll add this.
Control.
Yeah, and then defocus me.
I'm sorry.
Be nice then, and then communicate with yourself. Talk to yourself. It's not a strange thing to do to be in the mirror and be conversing. You are not crazy. You have like a mental voice, that's it. Yeah. So it's not straight. Like, talk to yourself. Learn to exist peacefully with yourself. Mm-hmm. Once the star player, which is you, once you and you are in harmony, you can then effectively repel idiots from your life.
True.
So the point of this message is learn to exist with yourself peacefully and
harmoniously.
Harmonious.
That word. Yeah.
Thank you, Ursula. We found the word. Harmoniously. Harmony within yourself. Yeah. I would just wrap up by saying that, you know, we've said everything. Chichi has said, Ursula has said, you know, we've talked about semen allergy. We've talked about vagina hygiene. We've spoken about getting tested for STIs, practicing safe sex and everything. I'm just going to add that loving your coochie also means looking at it, examining it, admiring it, interacting with it, open yourself up and look at your coochie in the mirror. See how you look like, know how you look like, understand how you look like, admire how you look like, touch how you look like, interact with your coochie on a personal level.
Touch how you look.
See, they're mocking my English. Touch how you look. Okay, that was okay. But you get my point. They get my point.
The
two of you are chaotic. But what I was saying, you know, look at your coochie. It's a way of enjoying your coochie, loving your coochie from an intimate point of view, an intimate way, and also like being able to take care of it. Because if you look at it, that's when something goes wrong, you can see. If you start growing genital warts, you can tell.
Sure.
If anything changes, you can tell. So this is where we're signing off. Take care of your coochie, love your coochie in more ways than one, and ensure that you are having an intimate, harmonious relationship with your coochie. We've gone beyond time. They are sucking, and so we are going to leave. But we'll not leave without saying thank you so much for sticking with us. Please get interactive on our socials.
Thank you.
Please get interactive on our socials. Stick with us. Join our community. Do share your thoughts with us. And we'll come your way again with another juicy, saucy, sassy, raw, unfiltered conversation. This has been The Other Room, and it is the Unhinged season. We are out for now. Bye.